joined here by Ryan McHugh after a handsome victory for Donegal. Ryan, what were your thoughts after that match?
I suppose first and foremost, Ryan, delighted to get the win. So we are, you know, that's what we came here to do, was to get the win. You know, try to put in the best performance we could and get over the line. That's what all matches are about, but especially semi-finals, is getting over the line and trying to get into the final. And thankfully we've done that today. You know, I think we really hit the ground running in the first half. You know, put in a huge performance, and no more than the first attack of the game, Michael Langan won in the hot ball and driving straight to the heart of the defence and kicking the ball over the bar. So it was a great start, and I think we put ourselves in a great position to win the game.
Yeah, I suppose the first quarter you were 5-2 up, but again, probably a bit like the Tyrone match 2 weeks ago, you know, a really, really strong second quarter, you know, and you really went at them, particularly in their kickouts.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's something we would have looked at, is not just kickouts, but all aspects of the game, is trying to think, you know, when you're looking at an opposition team, you try really pick out where they're strong and where they're weak, you know, and we try to go after the two areas, just go after them where they're strong and where they're weak, you know, and I think we done that today. But right, you know, we'll have no thoughts about it. You know, we're only another step. We haven't won anything yet. There's no silver and coming back to Donegal yet. So we've a huge match. We look forward to the Cavan Down game tomorrow and reassess things after that.
Yeah. 112 to 3 points up at half time. You couldn't have dreamed for much better than that. But it was an impressive second half display too. You know, the boys, a lot of boys coming off the bench fighting for places there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that's what you need. Thankfully, in Donegal at the minute, we have a great squad to do. As you said, we took Paddy McBrady off the bench, Oisin Gallen, Jason McGee, Jack McKelvey. You know, boys, the geese coming off the bench and really give us a huge lift. As you said, it was tough. There was a strong breeze out there. People watching the game mightn't understood how strong it was. It was strong, you know. So to come out the second half, I suppose that, like every game, there's going to be positive and negative as well. You know, we wanted to win the second half, so we did. You know, we wanted to come out and really express ourselves second half. Some sloppy stuff, so we did, giving the ball away, maybe taking the ball into context. Stuff we weren't doing the first half probably creeped into our game the wee bit the second half, but we'll assess that and try to get that right for the final.
And your own individual performance, a couple of good scores and very busy around the middle of the field?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, it's not, maybe not till tomorrow, the day after, you really sit down and assess your own performance and the team performance. But you know, a lot happier with my performance today. Thought myself wasn't up to par against Tyrone, you know, by my own standards. So really happy to get back to playing better for the team, you know, not just myself but for the team and the people of Donegal.
I want to ask you about the attack and mark, because Donegal used it to great effect today. I think there was three in the first half, and you know, seemed to be looking for it a lot. Is it something you've worked on hard in training?
I don't want to say we worked on it hard, but we have touched on it. You know, as I said, touched on earlier to a different journalist, is it's a rule of the game, so you need to isolate, you know, or need to utilise it, I should say, sorry, like the other rules. You know, it's there, and it's there for the foreseeable future, so there's no point not talking about it or not working on it. So I think we worked on it well the last couple of weeks, you know, and in training the last couple of months. You know, I think we have ball winners in the forward line, all over the forward line, and we need to use that to our ability and to our advantage, you know, and I'm thankful we've done that today.
Three in a row is what you're going for, so that's a big target.
Yeah, it is, you know, it's massive, you know. I suppose actually, just I remember thinking back there during the week, actually when I came into the panel first, the Donegal panel in 2013, they were going for the same, you know, and put a huge emphasis on it that year. You know, it's something a lot of teams haven't done. You know, I think there's only a couple, the Armagh, Cavans, I'm not sure of Tyrone, I'm not sure, but you know, a lot of teams haven't done it, so it is something that we'll try our best to win, you know, but we'll not be talking about going into the game. We'll really just be focusing, as I said, we'll sit down tomorrow, assess the Cavan and Down game, and get back to, you know, focusing on ourselves. You know, don't get me wrong, you have to focus on the opposition and try, as I said, pick out where they're strong and where they're weak, but it's really all about yourself and trying to put in the best performance you can, and hopefully we can do that in the final as well.